Trump moves to expand weapons manufacturing, strengthen national defense. By Marianne Angela on June 16, 2026. Following months of escalating tensions with Iran, President Donald Trump is pushing to boost domestic weapons manufacturing, invoking emergency powers as his administration eyes billions in new military spending from Congress. A memo went public on Tuesday showing that Trump actually signed the order back on June 11. It activates the Defense Production Act, a relic of the Cold War that lets the government cut through red tape, jump to the front of the line for manufacturing, and fix supply chain bottlenecks. I hereby find that conditions exist which may pose a direct threat to the national defense or its preparedness programs, Trump wrote. In particular, systemic constraints in the munitions industrial base, including limited production capacity, fragile supply chains, long lead dependencies, and related production bottlenecks, may impair the ability of the United States to produce, sustain, and expand the availability of munitions, missiles, and equipment required for the national defense. The move comes as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth lobbies lawmakers to approve roughly $350 billion in additional Pentagon funding. Administration officials argue the money is needed to restore weapons inventories and strengthen military readiness after extensive operations tied to the conflict with Iran. Following meetings with Hegseth on Capitol Hill, Senator John Cornyn, RTX, said the discussions centered largely on defense procurement and ensuring the military has the resources necessary to acquire critical weapons systems. The Defense Production Act grants presidents broad authority during national emergencies, including the ability to require companies to give priority to government contracts. The law has previously been used during national crises ranging from natural disasters to the COVID-19 pandemic. The administration is also preparing a formal request for supplemental defense funding, though questions remain about whether Congress will approve the full amount sought by the White House. Some Republicans have expressed support for boosting military spending, while others want more information about the long-term costs associated with operations involving Iran. Democrats, meanwhile, have indicated they are unlikely to support a major funding package without additional briefings from administration officials and greater clarity regarding U.S. objectives in the region. As long as we are at war with Iran, I will not allow a supplemental to serve as the de facto authorization for the war. And I've been debating this with Republican colleagues, Senator Chris Coons, D. Dell, said.